started crying on the day that she was born. She turned so blue it almost seemed she knew she was to live sadly ever after. As she tried to cope with all life put her through, April lost her mother. I think that she was fine. It was just before her father's suicide. Though I never can remember as to whether that was after or before her puppy died. April was made for the hit parade of the country and western scene. Queen for a day or a heartbreak, page from a true love, a true love magazine. April was unhappy though, she bloomed at puberty, like the popcorn at the local five and dime. Her skin was clear and lovely, but she suffered with what you might call acne of the mind. April took a husband about six or seven times. Every last one took her for a ride. Some gambled and some drank and they all cheated. One tried to bump her off with cyanide. April was made for the hit parade of the country and western scene. Queen for a day or a heartbreak, paid from a true love, love magazine. April turned to Jesus and to Scientology, yoga and psychiatry and Zen. All she ever wanted was an answer, and all she ever got was bored again. April died in Houston in just a nick of time of some painful and incurable disease. She suffered till the very final moment, but compared to living, dying was a breeze. April died a virgin at age of 29, if you only count the times that she was alive. A barracuda has as many fingers, a rattlesnake would count them on his toes. She did not go to heaven and she did not go to hell, but to Channel 13 on the TV screen, she's the new soap opera queen. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this song is a bunchable, just the way soap operas are, God, ain't they wonderful.